abandoned properties are complicated problems. Vacant, unguarded buildings not only attract crime, they protect the criminals who use them. A neglected townhome complex called Town and Terrace on the northeast side of Indianapolis is full of them. But some people live there, stuck in the middle of a legal battle between the city and a small group of property owners. WFYI's City Desk reporter Drew Dodlin partnered with the Indy Star to find out what life is like for the residents who call it home.
My kids was in the bed, and it sounded like war going on out here. They came running and jumping my bed. Mommy, what was that?
Gunshots were flying outside India Coleman's home. She says she's accustomed to the sound, but wanted to comfort her kids, so she came up with a lie.
And I was like, maybe it's a firework, baby. Go ahead, go back to sleep. No, we heard it again. I said, no, those were gunshots. I said, just come on and sleep in my bed.
After that summer night in 2018, Coleman sent her two children to live with her sister, 20 minutes away. They haven't been home since. Coleman lives in Town and Terrace, a neighborhood of 222 townhomes near the intersection of 42nd Street and Post Road. About half of its units are empty or abandoned. She's surrounded by neglect. Shattered windows, boarded up doorways, and crumbling roofs litter the complex.
Kids shouldn't see abandoned buildings. They shouldn't hear gunshots. They shouldn't be able not to be able to come out here and play. It's just not a living situation for nobody.
This is where we found the last body in this place right here.
Leroy Smith is part of an anti-violence group called the Indianapolis 10-Point Coalition. Last year, 10-Point got a tip that led police to a dead body. It was found in an empty townhome a few doors away from Coleman and her kids. Smith approaches the site. He notices the thin board over the doorway has been torn off.
Somebody kicked it back down. They had it boarded up.
Town and Terrace is what police refer to as a problem property. And with so many abandoned units, it's become a problem the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department can't get in front of. Officer Jeremy Torres says he spent most of his career in the area.
We spent a lot of time, and we still are, hitting this place hard. There's a period where it seemed every single day that we spent time out here, we got into at least one vehicle pursuit a day, foot chases.
Drug deals happen here day and night, both inside and outside of what Torres simply refers to as vacants. He says they see the whole gamut, marijuana, heroin, crack cocaine. And the dead body found near Coleman's home was one of three found in the complex last year.
And, you know, those are just the bodies that we were notified of. So, I mean, who knows? There could be bodies in there now that we aren't aware of just because we haven't checked every vacant. We don't have the capability to check every vacant.
Torres and others we spoke to say crime at Town and Terrace comes from people who don't live there. He says residents sometimes flag him down while he's driving through to ask if he can help.
At the same time, they're scared, and, you know, I guess I don't blame them. You know, they don't necessarily call 911 when it's going on because they're afraid of retaliation, which is unfortunately a very real possibility.
Okay, we're gonna walk up this way, then we can get back in the car and go up towards the front.
Leroy Smith from 10 Point is showing us around. We're in the far back of the complex now, on a dead-end street. It's said to be the safest area in the neighborhood. A lot of families live here. Smith calls out to someone walking by.
Hey, come here.
Everything's okay.
How you doing? Okay, do you mind? You want to talk with the news people for a minute?
Shauna Reed is 42. She lives here with two kids, an 18-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter.
Me personally, we stay to ourselves. We don't deal with nobody really. You know what I'm saying? I got kids. I don't have time for the mess.
A group of parents on this street do talk to each other, Reed says, and help keep an eye out for each other's children. But as for the blight and crime around them, Reed feels helpless.
We got abandoned buildings, boarded up buildings, and it's not, nothing's happening.
There's a reason nothing is happening. The city of Indianapolis wants to perform surgical demolitions on the site in an effort to turn things around. The city itself owns a number of units at Town and Terrace. It's one of a handful of owners at the site. All these owners, including the city, are members of a homeowners association or an HOA. But the HOA has spent years interfering with the city's involvement in Town and Terrace, according to court documents. This has led to an ongoing legal battle and a standstill for the city's demolition plans. Indianapolis Deputy Mayor Jeff Bennett says when they sent representatives to last year's HOA meeting, they weren't even allowed in the room.
This year,
we managed to have one person let in the room. She was not allowed to vote. She was only allowed to listen and I think maybe ask some questions.
For its part, the HOA says the city should fix its own vacant properties, units the city says it purchased as a last resort. An attorney representing the HOA's board did not respond to questions. India Coleman and her husband own their townhome, which she says makes it nearly impossible to leave since they would need to sell it.
Just tear it down. Just move everybody out of here and just tear them down because it ain't no use for them.
It's a complicated situation, and people like Coleman and Reed are left waiting for something to happen. Reed says she and her husband want to leave, but they need more money.
It could be a lovely community out here if everybody just worked together.
For WFYI, I'm Drew Dublin.
This story was reported through a partnership with WFYI and the Indy Star. It's also part of The Toll, a year-long series from the Indy Star about violence in the city.